जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे। जय राधा वृंदावन विहारी राधा वृंदावन विहारी राधे। जय प्रभुपद 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 जय प्रभुपद। निताय गौरा हरि बोल हरि बोल, হরি বল নিতাই গৌরা হরি বল নিতাই গৌরা হরি হরি বল হরি বল নিতাই গৌরা হরি শ্রী শ্রী রাধা মাধব কি কুঞ্জ বিহারি কি ওম জ্ঞানতিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানঞ্জন শলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম য়েন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরুভে নমঃ শ্রী চৈতন্যামন অভীষ্টম স্থাপিতম য়েন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপ কদাম্যজম দদাতি সপদান্তিকম বন্দে অহম শ্রীগুরু শ্রীযুত পদকমলম শ্রীগুরুণবৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সাগ্রজাতম সহগণ রঘুনাথান্বিতাম তম সজীবম সদ্বৈতম সবধূতম পরিজন সহিতম শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেবম শ্রীরাধা কৃষ্ণ পাদান সহগণ ললিতা শ্রী বিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ নমোয়ম বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণ পৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামীনিতি নামিনে নমস্তে সারস্বতে দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পশ্চাৎ দেশতারিণে বাঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যেব চ পতিতানাম পাপনেভ্য বৈষ্ণবেভ্যই নমো 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 মহাবদান্নায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নাম্নে গৌরতিশে নমো হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপথে গোপেশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধাকান্ত নমস্তুতে তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃষভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরি প্রিয়ে বৃন্দাই তুলসী দেবৈ প্রিয়া ঐ কেশবস্য চ বিষ্ণু ভক্তি প্রদে দেবী সত্যবত্যই নমঃ নমঃ জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবসদি গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে ওম নমঃ ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমঃ ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমঃ ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় হরে কৃষ্ণ ডিয়ার ডেভোটিস প্লিজ অ্যাকসেপ্ট মাই হাম্বল অবিসেন্সেস টুডে উই রিড ফ্রম শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম ক্যান্টো ফোর চ্যাপ্টার 29 এন্টাইটেল টক্স বিটুইন নারদ অ্যান্ড কিং প্রাচীন বর্হি টেক্স 69 সো আই এম রিয়েলি সো আনকোয়ালিফাইড বাট প্রভু অ্যাস্কড মি হি সাজেস্ট মি অর্ডার মি সো আই এম জাস্ট ফলোয়িং প্রভুস অর্ডার ইভেন দো আই হ্যাভ নো কোয়ালিটি বাট ইট ইজ ভেরি nice opportunity for me to purify myself, to recite that verse and getting some feedback from all of you. 69 Satya ekanishte manasi Bhagavat parshavartini Tama chandrama shiva তমশ্চন্দ্রমশিমি ইবইদম উপরজ্জ অবভাসতে সত্য একনিষ্ঠে মনসি ভগবত পার্শ্ববর্তিনী তম চন্দ্রমসি বৈদম উপরজ্জ অবভাসতে সত্য একনিষ্ঠে মনসি ভগবত পার্শ্ববর্তিনী তমশ্চন্দ্রমসি বৈদম উপরজ্জ অবভাসতে সত্য একনিষ্ঠে মনসি ভগবত পার্শ্ববর্তিনী তমশ্চন্দ্রমসি বৈদম উপরজ্জ অবভাসতে সত্য একনিষ্ঠে মনসি ভগবত পার্শ্ববর্তিনী তমশ্চন্দ্রমসি বৈদম উপরজ্জ অবভাসতে তয়েকনিষ্ঠে মনসি ভগবত পার্শ্ববর্তিনী তমশ্চন্দ্রমসি বৈদম উপরজ্জ অবভাসতে ওকে সত্যম এক নিষ্ঠে ইন ফুল কৃষ্ণ কনশিয়াসনেস মানসী ইন এ মাইন্ড ভাগবত উইথ দ্য সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড হেড পার্শ্ববর্তিনী বিং কনস্ট্যান্টলি অ্যাসোসিয়েটেড তম দ্য ডার্ক প্ল্যানেট চন্দ্রমাসি in the moon, eva, like, idam, this cosmic manifestation, uparajya, being connected, avabhashate, becomes manifest. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Krishna consciousness means constantly associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a mental state that the devotee can observe the cosmic manifestation exactly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead does. Such observation is not always possible, but it becomes manifest exactly like the dark planet known as Rahu, which is observed in the presence of the full moon. Purport. It has been explained in the previous verses that all desire on the mental platform become visible one after another. Sometimes, however, by the supreme will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the whole stockpile can be visible all at one time. In Brahma Samhita 554, it is said, Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. When a person is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, his stockpile of material desire is minimized. Indeed, the desire so longer fructify the form of gross bodies. Instead, the stockpile of desire becomes visible on the mental platform by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this connection, the darkness occurring before the moon, full moon, the lunar eclipse, can be explained as being another planet known as Rahu. According to Vedic astronomy, the Rahu planet, which is not visible in the accepted. Visible is accepted. Sometimes the Rahu planet is visible in the presence of full moonlight. It then appears that is Rahu planet exists somewhere near the orbit of the moon. The failure of modern moon excursionists may be due to the Rahu planet. In other words, those who are supposed to be going to the moon may actually be going to the invisible planet Rahu. Actually, they are not going to the moon, but to the planet Rahu. And after reaching this planet, they come back. Apart from this discussion, the point is that a living entity has immense and unlimited desire for material enjoyment, and he has to transmigrate from one gross body to another until these desires are exhausted. No living entity is free from the circle of birth and death unless he takes to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, this verse is clearly stated, Satya Eko Nishthe, that when one is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in one stroke, he is freed of past and future mental desires. Then by the grace of Supreme Lord, everything becomes simultaneously manifest within the mind. In this regard, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur recites the example of Mother Yashoda, seeing the whole cosmic manifestation within the mouth of Lord Krishna. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Mother Yashoda saw all the universes and planets within the mouth of Krishna. Similarly, by the grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, a Krishna consciousness person can see all his dormant desire at one time and finished all his future transmigration. This facility is specially given to the devotee to make his path clear for returning home back to Godhead. Why we see things not experienced in this life is explained herein. That which we see is the future expression of a gross body or is already stocked in our mental stockpile. Because a Krishna consciousness person does not have to accept a future gross body. This record desire are fulfilled in a dream. We therefore sometimes find things in a dream never experienced in our present life. Mukam Guruti Bachalam Pongum Langayati Grim Yat Kripatamam Bande Sri Guru Dinodarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Isharam. Hare Krishna. So this verse is very important because here Prabhupada explained that how Lord actually giving mercy to his devotees, even though they had so much desire, but Krishna giving such a special mercy to his devotees only, that even he has some material desire, it will not be the cause of the next body. We generally knows that when we die, so our shuttle body, it will actually go within the soul and it will take a gross body again. But here it mentioned, it is very, very important that for the devotees especially, that facilities given. Prabhupada mentioned here, this facility is specially given to the devotee to make his path clear for returning home, back to Godhead. So that special opportunity for the devotees Krishna gave, that he can get that special mercy from the Krishna. So our that life, it's not this life. It is previous life, what we are experiencing now. And now how we lead that life, it will be actually expressed in the next life. And the karmas, fruits, like it can be pious activities, it can be like impious activities. So we will suffer by that. Like when we studied as a student, then the student who actually read very nicely, he can get very nice result after 2 years course. So in that way, our whole life is like how many years we will live, 60, 70 or 100 years, we don't know. So the whole, how we actually lead our life within three status, mental and also physical and also how karmana manasa vacha, and what we speak about also. From the karma, from what we speak, and from the mental state. The three things will make the cause of what we will do actually. So why we entangle in that material world? That question actually asked to Krishna by Arjun. And how we forced by something that to do the bad things what we are not desiring also. In third chapter, 36th verse, Arjun asks to Krishna that Anishchan api varshnaya baladiva niyojitaha. So who is forcing us to do the bad things even though we are not desiring? So that answer actually is given in 34 verse. 34 verse is very important, as I read that and I felt that this verse is really so much profound, that by which reason we are actually in that material world. And that verse explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also, that the reason we are here, that is Vasana. Our Vasana is the main seed actually of that material body we are getting. So Indriyasya Indriyarthe Rago Desha Vyavasthito Toyo na vasam aggachat tohi asya paripantino. So here it is explained that paripantino. What is paripanti? Paripanti means pantha means the way. Paripantha means that who is taking the way. So paripantha means who is actually block your road to go. So who is blocking the road? So here is explaining. There are principles to regulate attachment, aversion, pertaining to the sense and the objects. One should not come with under the control of such attachment and aversion because they are stumbling block. Prabhupada used the word. Stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. So if we want to realize self and get to Krishna consciousness, so what is the actually like stumbling blocks? That is attachment and aversion. So Prabhupada explained that we don't want to do the bad thing. Here explained that desire for the illicit activities. When we know the scriptures, that is actually sinful activities. That is not we supposed to do. But still, by knowing and unknowing, we are doing the thing. So Prabhupada explained in 36 that the soul is not the reason to force us to do the things. So who is the reason? And we are doing bad things willingly. That is desire. That is desire from previous birth. So here, very nicely explained here that the stock file here. So that stock file is in our mind only. It is in our mind. And how we can be actually free from that. So Jananivas Prabhu, he was explaining that actually that ahankar, that I will enjoy my vasanas. That ahankar is the reason of getting the material body again and again, unlimitedly, of time immemorial. So that ahankar, like mitta ahankar, it is a junction. Janani Vasprabhu said, it is a junction. We know the junction, that the way of spiritual world and gateway of material world. So the ahankar is like a junction. You can get touch of the material stuffs by that ahankar only. Otherwise, we are in the spiritual planet, in the pastimes of Krishna. We are hearing, glorifying Krishna. What is the difficulty? The difficulty is that ahankar, and when it is rise, then we are coming that junction where we can touch, get touch of three modes of material nature and enjoy within. So, like when one child is going to market with parents, the children can ask for anything. So mother is not sometimes talking, no, don't take this. But he is crying that, no, I want this. So then some other parents, they are also saying that, why you are so miser, not giving, why? You can give. And they gave and he broke it and again crying. So the crying, the reason of the crying, that baby, is the mother is the reason? Who is the reason? Desire of the baby. So in the same thing, Prabhupada explained that mother, how much powerful, what can give to the children? How much rich he is or she is, mother and father, how much can give? But Krishna is such mother, such a powerful mother, he is giving the universe to enjoy for his children. Full universe, the complicated universe. You can see that universe in the second canto, third canto, how that complicated cosmic manifestation is there, and Krishna is gave out of love of his children, which children who is not actually obedient children. And for the disobedient children, Krishna is giving such complicated gift, material world, for enjoying. So for the obedient, how much love he had actually. So this is very interesting to understand that Krishna had so much love for us, so much compassion for us. He is not stacking the wheel. Prabhupada explained that who had life, he had independent also. That microphone had no independent. But one ant, very small even, but if you put your finger in the way of ant will move and go in another way. Even he is small, but he can choose his what he likes. But that mobile or the material things cannot. So that is the difference of our independent, because we are soul. And Krishna is super soul. Krishna had the full independent, but we had the minute independent. So that independent is independent. Krishna never actually give hand here. So we, jivas, Prabhupada explained in third 36th parpat, that we have love for Krishna even we are came here. And that getting like when sour touched to the milk, then it is become yogurt. In the same way, our love for Krishna is becoming lost by the touch of three material modes and nature. So how we can also revive that? How we can go in the sattva-gun and also go for that? Then he explained that we should use our passion, rajogun, to perform that spiritual activities like chanting, wake up at morning, and whatever, like so many things we can do. And by that, we can actually regain our consciousness again. So the gateway of material world is ahankar, and you can open the gate of spiritual world by giving up that ahankar. Isn't it? So this is the same way you have to go. And if you go in Mayapur, you can go the station. It is Jugopit. Juga pit means juga means connection or adding. The material and spiritual world is connected in that universe in juga pit only. So that from the juga pit you can get connected with the spiritual world by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu. So that ahankar actually controlled by Shiva, Shiv giving that ahankar, and by that ahankar destruction happen. And from Brahmaji we are getting like attraction and to enjoy, like enjoy means procreation. And by Vishnu we can get compassion, how to give karuna to others, how to take care of others. So the three, Vishnu, Shiva and Brahmaji, they are also connected with that. And also if we see that Shiva had very good connection with Sanatana Goswami also, because Shiva is also he is trying to give us like opportunity to go back to Godhead by Maya, Durga Devi. So Durga Devi is actually helping us by Trishul, three kinds of misery. She is giving us to understand that material world is not our permanent place. We have to go and back to Godhead. And it is explained one analogy that one guardian, he get tutor, home tutor for his children. And that tutor get money. Per month he is getting money, and when he came, he get milk, some breakfast, very good quality. And also he had one stick to beat his son or daughter. So how one parents can give the stick in the hand of the teacher and feeding him milk and all the good kind of fruits and everything, and giving money also in the end of month? So why? So that rule actually Durga's rule. Durga Devi ruling, like he has no stick, he has Trishul, and he is giving us the lesson, teaching us nicely that how we can be really free from that material energy. And she is teaching us very nicely. There is no, you cannot do any nakal korte parbe na. You cannot do like, duplicity, no copy. She is very nice examiner. So Durga Devi is helping like that. And if any student follow his teacher and he become a good man, materially he can become good position and post. So if we actually give honor to Durga Devi and pray to Durga Devi, then she will help us too. Because Durga is the sister of Krishna. So in that way we can understand that Radha Madan Mohan, he is the worshipable deity of Sanatana Goswami, Shambhanda Tattva. She is Shambhanda Tattva also. So the mantra we are speaking, that Jayatam Surotu Pongu Mama Manda Matergati Mat Sarvasa Padam Bujau Radha Madan Mohano. So it is explained that we have mandamati, not good thinking, good consciousness we have. So in the spiritual path, we are not able to think Krishna. We are not able to become Krishna consciousness without mercy of Madan Mohan. And also it's saying pongu, lame. There is no strength to us give a step in the path of spirituality. So we are pongu also. So we need their mercy to come from that. So Narottam Das Thakur said that Bishoyo Chariya Kobe Shuddha Habe Mon Kobe Ham Herobo Sri Vrindavan. So that kind of Bishoy, if we give up by the mercy of Nityananda and all his devotees, Nitayo Charana Shatta Taharo Shevako Nitto Dhira Kori Dharo Nitair Pai. And the worshipper of Nitai is also very truth. Nitai, the lotus feet of Nitai is also truth. So you have to take very strongly the shelter of lotus feet of Nityananda and his devotees. So there is so many things actually. So in Bhagavatam we can see that in that chapter only, Narad Muni is saying that human is like dog. The living entity is exactly live a dog. Who overcome with hunger and goes from door to door for some food according to his desire. He sometimes receives punishment and is driven out, and at other times receive a little food to eat. Similarly, the living entity influenced by so many desire wander in different spaces of life according to destiny. Sometimes he is in higher planets, sometimes he is in lower planets, sometimes he goes to the heavenly planets, sometimes he goes to the hell, sometimes to the middle planets, and so on. It's never finished. So this is really important to know. And Prabhuji mentioned that day in 66th verse, there is also saying that how mind is the cause of that. O King, all good fortune unto you. The mind is the cause of the living entities attaining a certain type of body in according with his association with material nature. According to one's mental composition, one can understand that the living entity was in his past life as well as what kind of body he will have in the future. Thus the mind indicates the past and future bodies. So this mind, about the mind, Prabhupada mentioned that mind is actually, it is like a instrument. It is very nicely explained one article in, I saw in Desire Tree, that are explained that how mind had that like kind of pattern. So if you give, like we are opening the mobile with the pattern lock, so you give the pattern and exactly that pattern you have to give opening the mobile. In the same way, if you give pattern to the mind before, then he will act in such way. So mind has no individuality. Mind have no choice actually. Mind will follow what we give the information to the mind, then mind will follow like that. So in that same things we can understand that Prabhupada explained, and he gave example of knife. Knife in the hand of a surgeon and the knife in the hand of a dacoit. So the knife doing action in the same way, cutting. But one doctor is saved the life, and that dacoit or the terrorist, they are killing the life. In the same way, if we go through this, we can understand that mind is actually one thing that we can give pattern, positive pattern to the mind. Then mind will become our friend. Krishna explained in Gita very nicely. All of you know very well. So in that way, we know about the mind. And also one thing we can know, that by what we associate with, we become habituated by that. Like Manthara. Kaikeyi had very nice relationship with Dasharath. Very nice relationship. And she sacrificed so many things for Dasharath. But after associating with Manthara, her love for Dasharath is spoiled. So Manthara means the word, if you go through this, that understand that he, that between Man, nice mind between the Dasharath and Kaikeyi, it's become Antar, minus, Man, Antar. Mon, antar, mind, minus. Like Dasharath and Kaikeyi has so nice mind bondings, but by Manthara it's become minus. Antar means minus. So if we associate with someone, by what we can, our mind become minus from Krishna Padarabindayo, that is Manthara actually. And in Bangla there is a bhajan. Jar mukho dekhi bhule jabe hori, tar mukho pane cheona. Jar mukhe bai hori kotha nai, tar kache tumi jeona. The meaning of that who is not actually Krishna consciousness person, you should not go to him because you will forget the hori. And such face you should not see. By seeing that face, you forget the Krishna's face. Like nowadays, see so many models, you know, heroines, heroes. So by watching them, we forgot real hero Krishna. So that bhajan is explaining like that. So if we want to control our mind, it is very difficult in that time because everything going opposite, everything going in opposite direction and we are going in other direction. So this is like very difficult task. That's why we need association, little Sangha, that we can get strength. Sangha Shakti Kolau Juge, Mahaprabhu said Kali Juge. In Kali Yuga there is one strength that we, if we become together and do something, chanting at morning together, we are chanting here by round. So I am, sometimes I am going to sleep, Prabhuji is helping me. So I am become very grateful. I feel like very grateful that you are very kind of me, you are very well-wisher of me, that you are making wake up me to chant Krishna's name. So if you are alone, then you will fall asleep. But if you are in good condition spiritually, like Gauranga Prabhu, he is putting cover by chador and he is chanting and he is never fall down because he attached with that holy name. So if you have such kind of like consciousness level, then you can chant alone. But like me, struggling for waking up only. So otherwise, we cannot be happy. Once Bhakti Charuswami Guru Maharaj went to Bangladesh, there was some problem and he, in a private meeting he was explaining very nicely to the all the disciples of us. Like he was saying that you don't know how Kali works. Kali dividing everything. Kali's work is dividation. And Mahaprabhu is opposite of Kali. Mahaprabhu wants combination, combined everything. Sama Kirtan, Sankirtan, combined Kirtan, congregational chanting. So if anything like dividation come, like something you are not agree with someone, then you have to go scrutinizingly, find out the reason, actually who is associating with Kali. Because Kali here somehow or other and he is dividing. And by that our mind also actually affected by Kali. And then if my mind affected, then the group affected in which association I have belongs, I am belonging. And then if group poisoned, then whole, everything will collapse. So it's very nice to have in higher association and by the authority also. That's why we need guidance. We should not think that I am now okay. So when we feel that, then Kali will attack actually. So we should guidance by someone. Shorupero Roghu, Mahaprabhu said that you should, whoever we are, like if we are in ISKCON as a devotee, Grihastha Brahmachari or whoever, Sannyasis also, they need higher authorities to taking care and accountability for this kind of thing. So here is saying in, that birth and death, what is that birth and death actually? Jiva hiyasya anuga deva bhutendriya manamaya Tonni Rudhasya Manava Birva Vastu Sambhava. So in this way the living entity gets a suitable body with a material mind and senses. According to his fruitful activities, when the reaction of his particular activity comes to an end, that end called death. And when a particular type of reaction begins, that beginning is called birth. Once Devaki Mataji, she was giving one example that in the Western world, when winter comes, then the trees, they actually looks like dying, full die. Because so much cold is there, the trees, they looks like they died. But when summer comes, again, they are giving the leaves. So in the same way, we can see that our body is getting old and its leaves. And Krishna said in Gita, dhirastatra namujyoti. The pandit, they knows and they're not lamented for that. But that body will come again actually. Like that winter, the tree is coming. It looks like we are dying, but we are not dying. So the consciousness and everything is the same, we comes. So when we come in the next body, we like what we like previous life. We dislike what we was not liking before. So like in that way also in our ISKCON, when counselor said us that do it like that. I said, Prabhuji, this Shava I don't like actually. I am suitable for that. So if we keeping like that, then for that kind of mentality, we may come again actually. Because we still now we are choosing our choice from the previous mental stock. Fine. Isn't it? So it's very difficult sometimes to follow the counselor. What he said is just follow this. It is very difficult. Even though it is difficult, if we really want to go back to whom, back to Godhead, we need to follow this. So by the grace of Srimad Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, we get the solution that how we can actually free from everything. In Bhagavatam also giving their solution. That labdha sudur labham idam bohu sambhavante manushyam artadam nittam pihadhira turnam jatet na pated onum rittu javan ni sreyashas vishayak holus sarvato sat. After many, many births and deaths, one achieves the rare human form of life, which although temporary, affords one the opportunity to attain the highest perfection, thus a sober human being should quickly endeavor for the ultimate perfection of life. As long as this body, which is always subject to death, has not fallen down and died. After all sense gratification is available, even in the most abominable species of life, when as Krishna consciousness is possible only for a human body. So in also said that durlabha manushya janma lobhiya sansare Krishna na bhojino dukkha kohivo kahare, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. So to whom I can say, express my sadness that very rare human life we got and they are not worshipping the Lord. Even we are saying in the womb of mother, Prabhupada saying that janoni jathore chilam jakhon bishamo bandhano pashe ekbar prabhu dekha diya mure bonchile e dinodashe. When we were in the womb of mother, in the 7th month of that womb, the consciousness grows, and that consciousness when grows, then he feel that so much pain, there is so problematic situation there. And that baby is crying. Then Krishna manifests by seeing his humble praying and everything. Then Krishna, like how he was also helped to Parikshit in the womb of Uttara. In the same way, the Krishna is actually presence of us and we become free from that. And we committed him that please give me the chance to come out from that mother's womb and I will must bhajan. Do your bhajan. Takhano bhavinu janam paiya koribo bhajan tobo janam hoilo purimaya jale na hoilo gyano lobo. That time I thought that when I will born, then I will do your worship. But after getting that birth, I have getting illusion and that knowledge is not comes again. That actually I was in your commitment, I gave commitment to you. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 9.1, it's praying that how we mentioned that Narad Muni said that human is kukur, as a dog. So how one dog get mercy? Here is saying that Tat Srimat Krishna Chaitanya Devam Bandhe Jagat Gurum Jashanu Kampaya Shapi Mahabdim Shantayet Shukham. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual master of the entire world, Lord Sri Chaitanya, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a dog can swim across a great ocean. So how one kukur can we actually get Krishna by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And we saw actually in the past times, previous one or one devotee who was explaining in the previous classes, that how actually the dogs, Shyam Sivananda dogs, and also in that dog, when Nimai was children, he was make dancing one and dog. He was actually taking care of that pet was dog, and Yashodama, she does not like that. And when he going outside and the dog, Yashodama, he just give it out, and then he was crying. Then he got that dog, he was actually getting by the spiritual biman. Spiritual airlines came and that dog is going with a 400 Narayan murti. So in that way also we get that if we get mercy of Nityananda, Preme Motto Nityananda Kripa Avatar Uttamo Adham Kichu Na Kore Vichar. Because Nityananda is intoxicated by the ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between good and bad. That's why actually we need to get mercy from Lord Nityananda and his devotees. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, one verse is there, Iha jasya harer dashe karmana manasa gira nikhilasya api avasthasu jivan mukta sa uchchate. A person acting in the service of Krishna with his body, mind and words is a liberated person. Even in the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. So, in the time of death, if we not remember Krishna also, we can go back to whom? Back to Godhead. There is one story in... actually, one Maharaj, his name was Bhakti Madhurja Maharaj. Previous name was Makhonlal Prabhu. He went to Bangladesh and he gave that analogy that Krishna said in Gita, Antokalecho Mameva Smaran Mukta Kalevaram. But we don't think as an ISKCON devotee, we will think Krishna by our endeavor. He gave that very strong pushing that we should not think that we will think Krishna by our own bhajan, own endeavor. We should pray to Prabhupada, and if Prabhupada want, we can think Krishna in the time of death. He gave that, and he gave one analogy and one example that one devotee in the time of his youthhood, he was serving Prabhupada, and then somehow other he left Krishna consciousness and he married four or three. And all wives actually left him. And he got cancer. And he one wife, the last wife, I think, with him. And he was taking care of her, him. She was taking care of him. And she shared that in the temple. That one of my husband suddenly wake up and shouting, Prabhupada! Like that in the very bad situation of his body. So then the devotees came. And they see that he had love for Prabhupada. Even he is so complicated situation physically. But he is shouting Prabhupada in his left body. And the devotees said that actually Prabhupada had so much love for his devotees. Because they gave whole youth life to Prabhupada to establish that mission. They're struggling so much. That's why even he is engaging with so much bad things after that Krishna consciousness. But Prabhupada did not leave him. Prabhupada take him away and he go back to whom? Back to Godhead. So there is so many things is there. Actually, sorry, I am just want to purify myself by saying something. So of course I did some mistakes. So please give me some feedback and how can I purify myself. Yes? Or next verse. Yeah, next verse also is same. Is saying that as long as there exists the subtle material body, composed of intelligent mind and senses, sense objects, and the reaction of the material qualities, the consciousness of false identification and its relative objectives, the gross body exists as well. Prabhupada said, the purport, the desire in the subtle body of mind, intelligent and ego cannot be fulfilled without a gross body composed of the material elements, earth, water, air, fire and ether. When the gross material body is not manifest, the living entity cannot factually act in the modes of material nature. In this verse, it is clearly explained that the subtle activities of the mind and intelligent continue due to the suffering and enjoyment of the living entity's subtle body. The consciousness of material identification such as I and mine still continues because such consciousness has been extended from the time immemorial. However, when one transfers to the spiritual world by the virtue of understanding Krishna consciousness, the action and reaction of both gross and subtle bodies no longer bother the spirit soul. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that I and mine, which one is more stronger? He said, which one is more stronger? That I am president, I am this, I am that. And I have that, I have this. Which one is very stronger? Huh? Mine. No. Mine is not longer. Like I have core money and I gave that core money all the GEV. And I said GEV should put my name. I gave all the money to GEV. And I am saying that my name should be given there. So he gave mine. He gave wealth. No problem, but he cannot give up I. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that I is most stronger than the mind. Like we left everything as a brahmachari. We left everything practically. Nothing we have. But I am someone, you know, because so this kind of thing we can say like that. So please forgive me and also give blessings that I can serve and get purification. Any correction? Gauranga Bihari Prabhu, please say something to clarify. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Jai Amal Puran Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanand.